I've written a book called Ask the Questions, and it's going to be a must-read for me. And we need to ask the right questions to get honest answers. So when we give candidates like a religious pass, it can really cost the country.
It can, because then they're going to take their religion into office if they get elected, and that religion will be like an advisor standing there at their shoulder, influencing every decision that they make. You know, if I ran for president and I said, I want you to elect me to president, there's a guy over here off stage who's going to influence everything I do, but I'm not going to tell you who he is. Just elect me, and then I'll tell you more about him once I'm in office. I mean, people would just laugh at me. Mm-hmm. But that is what we let the candidates do with religion. They, you know, go to church and carry a Bible, and they make broad statements, God bless America, or I have a faith that defines my life. But this faith will influence them. We need to understand what it is, and not so much invade their prayer closet, but certainly consider their political theology as we consider the rest of their worldview.
Mm-hmm. Whenever a candidate takes a piece of sacred scripture, and in my opinion, everything is sacred, and they diminish it in a way, or they, you know, I remember Barack Obama once saying, you know, we should follow the golden rule versus some obscure passage in Romans.
Exactly.
I'm going, oh, wait a minute, you just hurt my feelings there. Everything is sacred. So whenever a candidate does something like that, to me, that's a big hair in the guacamole dip at a party. It's like, ooh, I'm done trying that.
Well, and that's part of the issue. I mean, I'll have to say, at least Barack Obama has alluded a little bit to where he gets his very left-leaning theology. Hey, I'm not going to lean to an obscure passage in Romans. I'm going to go with the golden rule. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, at least we know. At least we know. But one of the most disturbing trends of late have been the reversals. You know, for example, Hillary Clinton, it was her husband who signed the Defense of Marriage Act, and Hillary Clinton used to defend that with scripture references and very heatedly. But then recently she said, no, my faith led me to accept a same-sex marriage. It's a faith issue that causes a woman to get abortion and affects my view of abortion. Well, what is she talking about? And when did she change? And where did that come from? These are legitimate questions because it's affecting public policy in America. And so, again, we sort of go, oh, gee, that's their faith. We don't need to invade that area or ask tough questions. But to the extent their faith impacts their politics, we absolutely need to ask the question.
Mm-hmm. When you look at a candidate like Donald Trump, where he talks about, I'm a very good Christian. Well, I feel like if I was a good Christian, that'd be the last thing I could say is I'm a good Christian.
Exactly. I mean, it's obvious that whatever virtues there may be to Mr. Trump, he's religiously confused, or perhaps lightweight is the way to say it. You remember the kind of tragic quote where he says, I take my little cracker and my little juice. And he's talking about communion, of course. And I pray my little prayers and I feel cleansed. And then somebody said, well, do you ask forgiveness? He said, no, I've never really felt the need to ask any forgiveness. Well, of course, all of us who are Christians know that that's not really possible to be a Christian and not seek forgiveness.